The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Just saw a report that Steve Cohen is traveling to Southern California next week to meet with Juan Soto. Steve Cohen, the owner the New York Mets. Yes.
Well, I mean, he's going to obviously bid on Juan Soto.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying he's in there first, though, man.
That's all right.
He's got the biggest checkbook.
I want to be in there last. I want Mr. Middleton to walk in and go, how much did Cohen offer?
That's right. You don't want to seem desperate.
$1 more.
No, we don't want to seem desperate.
Yeah. This guy's name is his kid, Juan.
Yeah. You got a whole movement going on, but we don't want to seem desperate.
Well, what's Steve Cohen putting in for sacrifice for Soto?
Yeah.
What's your loser station you left up there? What are they doing for Soto?
Oh, nothing. Well, they're fighting with each other.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's a civil war at WFAN between the Yankee people and the Met people. All right, let's get a sacrifice for Soto update.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Sacrifice for Soto. Here's Jackie Baseball.
It's really, again, battle. Great job per usual. You're the best.
Yep.
Big old swing and a miss.
Wow.
It just sounds like two things that he just crammed together.
I agree. So the first thing on...
Though I think he does a great job.
And we value every second he's here, which is not very often.
Yeah, I haven't seen him this week.
Not at all. Yeah. Not even close. Because Ike, I think, scared him off with the lunchroom theatrics.
Yes. Well, sit at a different table, Battle.
It's not that hard, right? Yeah, I mean, Ike gives him crap every single time he's sitting at the... Just sit somewhere else.
There's eight tables out there, and there's one big, long Last Supper type table out there that he could sit there, too.
You guys haven't figured it out? He wants me to say something.
Oh, yeah, but why would he want that?
Yeah. He doesn't handle it well.
He does not handle it very
exactly.
well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Why do people like tension?
Yeah. Well,
tension's
you
bad.
Over there.
Well, I like creating tension. I get out when tension gets pointed back at me.
Yeah, right.
So the first thing on Sacrifice for Soto Report today is John Heyman last night talking about the teams that have been in contact with the with Scott Boras on Juan Soto. Apparently the mystery team's the Rays.
Yeah, there's no way.
Which is a 0% chance.
Yeah. I mean, he might want to live in Florida.
Still, they're not paying $700 million.
Right.
They're not even worth $700 million.
I was going to say, they might as well just give him the team.
They currently don't have a stadium either. Like, I mean, they've got issues down there in Tampa.
We got to get Heyman on next week to talk about this.
Yeah.
He didn't even mention the Phillies.
Which is a joke.
Yeah.
I think that was he just forgot.
Well, I wonder if he didn't label or put them out there so it would put pressure on the Phillies. Maybe the Phillies are trying to play coy.
Because Heyman's a Boras guy.
Heyman's a Boras guy.
Yeah, because...
He is?
Yeah, well, he was the one who announced Bryce to Philadelphia. It was Heyman who had it first. Yep.
Yeah.
He's
Boras. Also came on and told us that, which I'll never forget. He was like, I don't really like to commit to any of these things because you almost want to leave yourself some wiggle room in case something doesn't happen. I was like, what? I was like, what?
That's not your job.
Yeah, that's not your job. Yeah. But yeah, we had him on during the Bryce thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we lost patience.
it took a long time.
Yeah, it took a while.
I thought this was interesting. So Dave Dombrowski talked yesterday, and the reporters asked him, would they go big game hunting again this winter, a.k.a. would you go after Juan Soto? And he said, our ownership allows us to do a lot of things, but sometimes that's not what you want. We have a lot of good star players in our team, so read that as you would.
David, ain't your money, buddy.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
Isn't Dave Dombrowski the guy that's supposed to spend the owner's money and trade for players?
Love star players. Yeah. Yes.
What the hell is he doing? The Austin Hayes all in. Juan Soto.
Are they tempering expectations? Is that what it is?
I don't know. It feels like Middleton did the exact opposite.
That's what's been so weird. Dombrowski's talked twice since then.
So, do you think the Phillies, like, say if they were to get Juan Soto, what's the domino effect there?
Well, it depends if the mandate from Middleton saying to shed salary.
Okay.
They could just say bleep it and we'll keep everyone.
And you keep everybody and you just add Juan Soto.
Exactly.
Now, how likely is that?
I would say not very likely.
Unless they do it for a year. Because Kyle Schwarber's off the books after next year. JT Realmuto's off the books after next year.
Yeah.
So
you could do it for a year.
They could do it for a year. You know, maybe. I'm not saying it's not my money, but.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Well, and then and obviously the luxury tax payments get higher the further and further you get into this thing and over the tiers. But I wonder if there's a scenario where they would get him and then say, it's not all about next year. Let's shed salary elsewhere and try to get our books in line. We have Juan Soto and we'll kind of go from there.
And I think sitting here right now, people would be opposed to that. But I think ultimately, if you're saying getting Juan Soto may mean we have to take a step back next year, meaning not compete for a title. But we have Juan Soto with Bryce, with Trey.
To be honest with you, with the starting pitching they have,
they would still be ace.
They would be a playoff team.
Yeah.
And the other thing that
certainly could be in the hunt. Still.
The other thing that they could do if they shed salary when they acquire Soto is it allows them maybe a little more flexibility at the trade deadline to add somebody who's making money if you're not maxed out going into the trade deadline. So maybe they do the thing where they sign them, they shed salary, they see what it looks like, and then going into the trade deadline, hey, we'll see where we are. Maybe that's something.
But the first priority would be getting Juan Soto.
You have to get Soto first.
Yeah.
Right.
I'd say it's something to think about, I think.
Yeah.
For sure. Because obviously you want Juan Soto on your team, but if it costs you other players, how far are you willing to go? And then final thing in the Jackie Baseball Juan Soto report, Scott Boras talked yesterday, did his State of the Union.
He's the best.
He's unbelievable.
He has to be the only agent that's doing a State of the Union.
Oh, he's the best. He's the best.
He certainly surpassed Drew Rosenhaus.
Yes.
Yeah, he's passed Drew. I mean, but that was Drew Rosenhaus in the 90s and the 2000s.
Yeah.
Holding press conferences.
I would hate negotiating with Scott Boras, but as the casual observer, Scott Boras is hilarious. I love Scott Boras.
He talked about Bryce Harper yesterday, and he said that Bryce remains open to adding to his deal with the Phillies.
Oh, shocking.
That's one way to phrase it.
Bryce still open to the idea.
He's open to that idea.
Shocker that Bryce would want more years and money on the end of the 7 years he has remaining.
So that's
that sort of softens the blow the way if you phrase it that way.
Yeah, he knows. So take that. So the extension talk has not gone away.
Oh, we certainly knew that wasn't completely gone. I'd just rather them do it behind closed doors.
Does Boras do radio interviews? I would love to have Boras on.
I'm sure. Probably not. But it'd be awesome to get him on.
Yeah. Phillies.
After they sign Juan Soto, not before.
Dude, before, can you imagine Middleton looking at the radio going,
you mother blues.
The Fritz naming his kid was one thing. The mayonnaise sandwich was one thing, but you're putting Boras on the radio?
On the air? Put pressure on me in my city?
Yes. Wow.
Well, the groundswell's already happened. Like, it's already out there. We want him.
Well, and
we ain't going back.
Middleton saying that he's willing to spend $300 million, go into the third tier of the luxury tax. He's already put the thing in his if we didn't have it in our brain, we would have started thinking about it after that.
So with that from him, and then you hear what Dave Dombrowski is sort of saying, I'm wondering if he believes he has a better chance of building a team by adding multiple players.
Maybe. Or are they playing good cop, bad cop? Where Middleton comes out and says, I'm willing to spend it. And Dombrowski's like, there are better ways to do it.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. Do you want Sirianni to continue to be as aggressive this season, or do you think he needs to adjust? Ike, what do you think the percentages are? Stay aggressive or adjust?
Now, this is a good question.
Yes.
My first instinct would be adjust.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking either way, this is close to 50-50. Because people want him to be aggressive. They don't want to lose that.
And aggressive is a word that people
like. People can identify, yes. Yeah. So can I just give you the percentages of 53-47?
60% adjust, 40% stay aggressive. 60
adjust?
Yeah.
Wow. People were not happy with Sunday.
People were.
That's going to say, Sunday is still there.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
OG Wade, you're on WIP. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG.
I think y'all might want to give me the insider of the year.
No.
This one here.
What'd you do?
I've got news that Juan Soto's not coming here. So Jack,
hit the breaking news sounder.
Jack, you can go ahead and name your next son after Abraham Lincoln now. So, you know, just keep on right on with down the stretch because it's not happening. Bryce Harper has spoken and said that he wants his extension. And he's not with the so-so thing. That's just the word.
The so-so thing. Okay.
Yeah. Juan so-so.
So-so.
They all the same. You know what I'm saying? Just like you, the brothers. You know what I'm saying? Lee Boy. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, God.
All right. What do you think about the Eagles?
Yeah. Why don't we go in a different direction here?
Hey, Spike, let me tell you something, too. Yeah. You try to sneak your little stuff in there with the Detroit Lions and everything. Bro, the Detroit Lions is not an explosive offense. They're not. They're.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, here we go.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Yeah, they take time to score. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We, the Philadelphia Eagles, led by the Duke, have the most explosive team offense in the NFL. Right
led now. By the Duke.
Shut okay. his hole!
Right. Yeah. Led by the Duke. Okay.
Led by the Duke. Yeah. You know
okay.
what I'm saying? So
right.
if we do come up against them, the Eagles will outscore very easily, okay?
Yes.
So I don't think there's a much of a shootout going on there.
Okay.
You know, if you look at the times that they scored them, all them points and everything, there were basically punt returns and defensive scores.
Okay.
They weren't just regular from their offense. And their other wide receiver, after PEDs, now he's got gun charges in there. So he'll be gone for the year.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah, you
okay.
know what I mean?
Yeah. Led by the Duke, watching everybody else score points for the.
Hey, I'm just trying to tell you. Man.
Led by the Duke. Led by the Duke.
Led by the because I'm a
two best wide receiver tandem in the NFL, and we're giving it to the running back 50 times a game. Led by the Duke.
No. Here's why you do that.
Uh-huh.
Is because it's whatever it takes. The
right.
Duke told y'all himself.
Yes.
Whatever it takes. See, y'all keep on worrying about
whatever it takes because he can't do it. Of course,
passing,
yeah.
Touchdowns and everything. The name of the game. And I'm going to do this to, like, my man. Ike, do you hear me, Ike?
I hear you.
It's to win the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's all. Ain't nobody worrying about no 300 yards passing and 450 touchdowns.
Can't.
As long as we win the damn game, yep. Ike, that's yep. all that needs to go down.
And why would they choose to do it this way? Exactly. Just out of curiosity.
Because it's working, Spike.
And why?
It's working. I know you have a problem with things working because the Sixers is not. You know, and
that's not how I think about it. That's how you think about it.
Let me tell you this right now.
Yeah.
You are in your heart, you already know the Sixers is not contending for no championship.
I'm not talking about the Sixers, OG.
With or without Embiid.
Mm.
They're not.
Okay.
Only thing they have to do is get into the damn the second round. Try that for what is it called?
They've been in the second round several times, OG.
Oh, have they? And have they been past it?
Well, that's not what you said. I'm just trying to. I'm trying to make sure that you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm gonna do what Rob do. Yeah, I'm gonna go to the next one. Did they get out of it, Spike?
Okay. No.
So as a, when you're preparing.
But why are we comparing the Eagles and the Sixers? I want them both to win. What are you talking about?
I don't think so. I don't think that's true.
You don't think I want the Eagles to win?
I think you want them to win, but you want them to win without the Duke.
No, I don't. I don't care. I truly don't. You're Jeff cares. If Jalen Hurts, if the Eagles won a Super Bowl and Jalen Hurts threw for 350 yards and 4 touchdowns and was the MVP of the Super Bowl, I would be celebrating at the parade just like you and everybody else was. I promise you.
So you wouldn't be celebrating if he threw for 175 yards?
No, you see. You're the worst.
See?
Yeah.
See?
Well, it's more likely scenario, but yes, I'd be celebrating either way.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, just keep it real, Spike. Yeah. I mean, I understand you know, your Keisha showing and everything.
Yeah.
Just let it go,
yeah.
Spike. It's
okay.
Not, yeah, all right? We all right.
Are you done yet? Are you done? Can I talk now? I want you to be able to do your little monologue, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to do you. No, yep. You can't talk now. Yeah. No.
Okay.
This is my show.
Okay. Right. I am not afraid of you. Are you done yet? Are you done?
This is entertaining.
Yeah, I'm letting them cook, right?
Yeah, I'm done cooking, man. All right. I landed my plane already.
Landed the plane. All right.
In the middle of a field where there's nobody else. All right, goodbye. Goodbye. Unbelievable. Yoshi, save us. You're on WIP.
Want me to save you? Okay. Spiky baby, did I come in fast enough?
Yeah, well, there was a delay, as usual, actually, but all good.
Oh, I was letting the lady cross the street with a daggone dog. Man, you complain about everything. You know what? I wanted to just say, forget football stuff today. I want all y'all to line it up. I'm going to go with you first, Scary Terry. That's you, Jack Fritz. What's the name? You talk a lot of trash when I get off the phone, but you my buddy when we text you. But you homies over there get you in trouble. That's all right. I'm going to rip your sleeves off when I see you so everybody see your daggone arms and shoulders. How about that?
what does that mean?
Don't be quiet and pay attention. Don't you laugh too much either, Captain Kangaroo. What's saying? Oh, yeah, he's real chesty when he get off the phone. At the beginning of the season, he's real chesty.
Well, you were.
No, I wasn't. I was talking trash to Spike, and I only talk trash when one of y'all talked trash to me.
What did I say?
Why no? You wait. You let Spike say little stuff.
How about letting Spike say? Spike's a grown man.
He doesn't control
exactly,
my microphone.
Yeah.
Look, just because your fantasy team is falling apart in front of everybody.
Be quiet. Because you know what? You can't. I'm over you, Captain Kangaroo. I'm on you. But see, you can't talk trash either. I'll be so glad when he dropped out of the top five. Guess what? You are the top five too. You at number six.
I'm number four.
No, for real, you talking about them power rankings that Buzz gives.
Yes.
When you look at the daggone thing with the daggone league, you number six.
When you look at total points, I'm number one.
Same record. We got the same record. For you. Don't play the music yet, little boy. Don't play the music yet. What's that? I'm talking about. Look, you ain't no better than me. You only lost three of your last four games. You got a fraud team. Oh, I got the most points, though. You got a 5-4 record. Stop crying so much. You a whiner. That's what you are. You a whiner. And you're going to wait till I get on the phone and you will say what you got to say. Hey, everybody, this is not Rob talking to daggone Ike Spike Essence. This is Yoshi. I love Spike. I'm just talking trash. You know, Spike, you gotta get that disclaimer. But back to you, talking all trash. And I've been meaning to say this. You said I had stage fright because the phone be pausing. Boy, I ain't never had stage fright. Ain't the fuck girl or nothing. My Viagra walked through the door and I'm ready, bruh. How about that? I don't need no blue shoes and that. Count that. How about that? Meet me
it's
up.
It's called a big dose of D.
Oh my God.
That hammer is real, for real.
I love y'all.
Oh, man.
I ain't mad at Nick, what's his name? He just needs to adjust when he's being aggressive. Y'all have a beautiful day. Talk to y'all tomorrow because it's Dallas week. Right out of you listening, your team a punk. Love y'all.
I see Yoshi. That was an unhinged Yoshi appearance.
Well, now we're about to start talking about him again once he's hung up. But that's where he gets frustrated because he's listening. He can't come back at us right now.
Yeah, well, the team's falling apart. Yeah. I can understand why he's so upset.
And quite frankly, Yoshi, I mean, you're doing a lot of taking shots at each one of us. We don't have time to say anything, so by the time you're done, we have to wait until you get off the phone.
Yes.
takes the phone call.
Yes. He doesn't even take a breath. You know, that's why we got to do it afterwards.
Yeah. You think his face is red at the end of phone calls?
Yes.
I know what. I know his muscles are probably popping out by there. Yeah. His veins are coming out.
And again, why would he want to rip my shirt off? There's nothing under there.
Yeah.
No, that's why he wants to rip it off.
Yeah. He wants to show how much stronger he is.
Well, I'm built like a 2000 Giants tight end.
Yeah. Well, that's
2000 Giants tight end.
Mark Cimino? Yeah.
Kevin Balls. No,
Kevin Balls.
Yeah.
Flat
Jeremy Shockey. Nah, Shockey head.
Yeah, Shockey was an athlete, man.
Yoshi wearing a tank top in the middle of February just to show off his muscles.
He definitely had one on today.
Oh, come on. Are you serious? This is Yoshi weather out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, top 5 of 5 is next, which is everyone's favorite part of the WIP afternoon show.
Man.
Jack, what do we have to expect in the top 5 of 5?
Had an interesting interaction this morning alongside Walker, and it got my mind thinking about something or things that grandmothers love.
Ooh, things that grandmothers love.
Yeah.
All right.
Things that grandmothers love.
Yes. All right,
that's a good one.
What about granddads?
Well, no. I've had a lot of interactions with grandmothers recently.
Okay.
And I figured out the things that they love the most.
Okay. All right. Well, you could see tomorrow Jack do the top 5 of 5 live. We have a special live broadcast and tailgate party. Thanks to Lansdale Family Dentistry, part of the Dudat Dental Group, they bid on the afternoon show live broadcast for the Eagles Autism Foundation. So we'll be there from 2 to 6. Reed Blankenship's going to be there on the show from 4 to 4:30. Then he's going to sign autographs, take some photos, 4:30 to 6.
Are you getting a root canal?
Yeah, during the show. During the show. The Swoop and the cheerleaders will be there 3 to 4. There's going to be tailgate games and food, and it's going to be a whole party.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Would you rather talk Sixers with Robin Overbrook?
Or get a
root canal in the air?
No. The latter. So that's tomorrow. Lansdale Family Dentistry in support of the Eagles Autism Foundation will be there. If you want more info, 94WIP.com and go to the events page. We also have to tell Reed about our nickname for him and Cooper. Yes. And we got to see if Justin from Tennessee can give him a bunch of his sayings and see if Reed can decipher them. Do you think Justin's available?
I think he's off work on Friday.
There you go. So that's tomorrow. We hope to see you there.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.